I'm going to read from Colossians chapter 4 and verse 7. Colossians 4 and verse 7. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are happening here. I'd like this evening to spend a little time talking about Tychicus. He's got a fairly peculiar name. He's only mentioned a few times in the New Testament, but he's clearly a faithful man, a Christian worth emulating. What does Paul say about him in verse 7? First of all, he describes him as a beloved brother. He's a member of the family, a much loved member of the family. Which family? The family of God, into which every Christian has been adopted and is a part. So he's a brother who's beloved. He is a faithful minister. Minister, of course, just means servant. The prime minister is the chief servant of the crown or of the nation. But here Tychicus is called a minister in fairly modern parlance. A minister, of course, means a church leader. But really, every Christian ought to minister. Every Christian ought to have a ministry. It will, of course, vary from person to person. And in whatever way we minister, in whatever way we serve, like Tychicus, we ought to do so faithfully. To be faithful means to be constant, to keep on going, even when it gets hard, when it gets tough, when there are discouragements. We keep on going because we are faithful. And it's born out of faith in Jesus Christ. And thirdly, he's called a fellow servant. He's one who serves along with or alongside other people, in this case, Paul. Notice both minister and servant really have a similar meaning. So this man is twice characterized by what he does for others and what he does for the Lord. I'm not aware of Tychicus doing anything for himself because he is a fellow servant. He is a faithful minister. Paul says, I am sending him to you for this very purpose, the purpose being I will tell you all the news about me. He goes on to say that he may know your circumstance and comfort your hearts. Before I comment on that, I'm just going to nip back in the New Testament to the book of Ephesians. I think Ephesians was written after Colossians, so in terms of chronology, I'm going forward. But in the book of Ephesians, Tychicus is also mentioned. And I was struck when I was preparing, I was struck between the similarities between the two passages referring to Tychicus. So verse 21 of Ephesians chapter 6, but that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Well, there's some really strong parallel between these two passages. There is some time written between these two letters being written. So in Colossians, he's a beloved brother and a faithful minister. In the book of Ephesians, he's a beloved brother and a faithful minister. Do you think Paul maybe should have varied the description, made it a little bit more interesting? Well, Paul is simply telling both churches what Tychicus is. He's not an apostle. He's not a prophet. As far as I can tell, he's not a great worker of miracles. He's simply known as being a beloved brother and a faithful minister. And they are the two titles, the two descriptions to which I think we really ought to aspire. A beloved brother or sister, a member of the church family who's much loved, not just by the Lord, but also by those in the church, and a faithful minister in the Lord, of the Lord, and to the people of the Lord. In one respect, Tychicus might be little known, but he's as great a Christian as a Christian can be. But my kind of final thought is about this peculiar ministry he appears to have. So in verse 8 of Colossians chapter 4, I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstance and comfort your hearts, and that he might also tell them news about Paul. And a very similar thing happens in the book of Ephesians. As well as being a beloved brother and a faithful minister in the Lord, he will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Tychicus, for Paul and for the Colossian and the Ephesian churches, was a very, very useful man. He appears to be something of a go-between the Apostle Paul and the churches to which he is writing. Notice that Tychicus is passing information between the apostle and between them. He's not simply going on a mission from Paul to find out what's going on in the churches. He's not just going to the churches to flog biographies of Paul and let them know all the great things he's getting up to. There really is a two-way exchange. And we have there a picture of Christian fellowship. Christian fellowship and Christian ministry is not simply telling everybody your problems. It's not telling everybody about yourself. It can involve testifying. It can involve sharing how the Lord has dealt with you in the past. But it also involves listening to other people and seeing how you can listen, help them, how you can support them. And Tychicus has this fairly peculiar ministry in the New Testament, that the Apostle Paul sends him to a church, be it Ephesus or Colossae, saying, update them about my ministry, update them about my affairs, share my prayer requests with them, oh, and find out what's going on there. Furthermore, as well as kind of passing on news, the purpose of it, certainly in Colossians, is to comfort your hearts. Again, similar expression in Ephesians, in fact it's the same expression, that he may comfort your hearts. I wonder if Tychicus is a particularly trusted associate of Paul. Paul is a busy man. He's got so much to do, he's got so much on his mind. And that is why he writes the letters to the churches. Had he been able to go to Colossae or Ephesus himself live in person, he would never have written the letter. For our sake, the Lord detained him in order that he would put pen to paper and that letter be preserved long after Paul's body was buried in the ground. And so, therefore, the Spirit continues to speak through Paul, even though Paul is not available to speak to us in the flesh. Tychicus, like the letters which Paul wrote, was sent by him to comfort the churches. Why do the Colossian churches, why do they need their hearts comforting? Well, to be a Christian is not simply to make a decision. It's not to sign a form. It's not just to make a profession of faith. Jesus did not just say, come to me. He said, follow me. To be a disciple doesn't mean just to sign up to him, but to follow him and to keep on following him. If you're a Christian, you've had a wonderful experience of grace in your heart. It may not have been dramatic, but it is still wonderful. God called you to himself. You were born again. Your sins were forgiven and you were given a new hope and a new purpose. But the initial joy of that wonderful moment is soon compromised by the world, the flesh and the devil. And we've got to keep on going. We've got to keep on being faithful. We've got to keep on following. We've got to keep on believing. And sometimes the churches to which Paul was writing that they were persecuted, or they had internal division, or they've got false teachers snapping at their heels, trying to divide them. You've got people telling them they've got to be circumcised. You've got people telling them it's okay to eat meat sacrificed to idols. All this is going on in the early church. And I wonder if Paul felt he was spread a bit too thin. He's needed in Corinth. He's needed at Ephesus. He's needed at Colossae. But he can only be in one place at one time. And ancient transport was far inferior to ours in terms of speed. So what does Paul do? Number one, he writes to churches. Number two, he sends Tychicus to them. Here is a man who will minister to churches when Paul is not able to do it. He's a man who has a ministry. He may not have been an evangelist. He wasn't, as far as I can tell, an apostle. He didn't perform amazing miracles. But he went behind the scenes and he built up the churches when Paul couldn't do it for himself. And from time to time, you, as non-pastors of churches, may well come across believers, either in the church or outside of the church, and they need their hearts comforting. They need to be encouraged. They need to be built up. Sometimes they need to be rebuked. If they're not coming to church, or I don't know about it, I can't say anything to them, but you can. Like the Apostle Paul. Tychicus is no longer around. He's with the Lord. And yet his ministry continues. Supporting the weak, comforting the sorrowful, rebuking those who are being led astray or leading astray, to comfort your hearts. If you know a believer, if you know a follower of Jesus Christ, in this church or not in this church, and they need comfort and support, don't just wait for the pastor to discover them. Oh, hope that the Lord simply does it himself directly. We find in the Bible that the Lord loves to use people. In fact, he uses people more than he uses angels, certainly in the scriptural record. Sometimes that baffles me. I think angels would do a far better job. But no, he uses people. Why? Because we are the image bearers. Somehow, we are closer to the Lord than the angels, because we bear the image of God. As far as I can tell, they look more like him than we do, but there is some affinity between human beings and the Creator, which is why, of course, the Lord Jesus shed his blood for people. He did not do so for fallen angelic beings. So, what do we learn of Tychicus? He was a beloved brother. May we also be such. He was a faithful minister. May we all be such. He's a fellow servant in the Lord. Let's be like that. He also had this ministry of passing on information about Paul and finding out the circumstances of the churches he went to visit. He really is an unsung hero. Again, you may or may not be called to be a pastor, but there are people, and I'm on about converted people now, but of course unconverted as well, but converted people who need help, who need encouragement, who need comforting. Be that person who does it. Be the Tychicus who might not be famous, who might not have an office or a role, but they're still incredibly useful. And may you comfort other people's hearts. How do you comfort someone's heart? Go and listen to them. Share what the Lord has done for you. Read God's word to them, which is the greatest comfort. Pray for them. Help them. Encourage them. And unlike Paul, who was detained, go to them. I'll confess that Tychicus is not really somebody I knew anything about until I prepared for this evening, but the more I know about him, and even that is fairly scant, the more I realise he was quite probably one of the most important people in the New Testament church who wasn't an apostle. May God bless Tychicus and all those who would share his ministry. Amen.